Welcome to episode 1093 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Genesis 4, verses 23 to 24. Lamech said to his wives, "I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold."
In the haunting words of Lamech, we witness humanity's first recorded boast of violence. This chilling proclamation, known as the Song of the Sword, marks a pivotal moment in human history, the point where individual sin evolves into systemic violence. Five generations after Cain's first act of murder, his descendant Lamech not only commits violence but celebrates it, showing how quickly human society can descend into darkness when untethered from divine wisdom. To understand the full weight of Lamech's declaration, we must consider its historical context. As a descendant of Cain, Lamech inherited not just a genetic legacy, but a spiritual one. His ancestors' mark of protection, meant as a restraint on violence, had been transformed into a badge of pride. The sevenfold protection God granted Cain was meant to prevent vengeance, but Lamech perverts it into a license for amplified violence. Living in the growing urban civilization founded by Cain, Lamech represents a society that had developed technologically but degraded morally. His son Tubal-Cain was a forger of bronze and iron tools, technological advances that could be used for both construction and destruction. This juxtaposition of progress and moral regression serves as a warning about the potential dangers of advancement without spiritual development. Lamech's declaration represents a frightening evolution from Cain's sin. While Cain killed his brother and felt the weight of guilt, Lamech kills and boasts about it. This progression reveals how sin, left unchecked, doesn't merely persist, it multiplies and mutates. What began as a single act of violence has, within a few generations, become a celebrated cultural value. The mathematical progression is telling. God promised sevenfold vengeance to protect Cain, but Lamech demands 77-fold vengeance for himself. This exponential increase reflects the human tendency to escalate violence and retribution when we become the arbiters of our own justice. It's no longer about protection, it's about pride and power. The progression from Cain to Lamech illustrates three dangerous developments in human society. 1. The normalization of violence as a solution to conflict. 2. The inflation of retribution beyond any reasonable measure. 3. The transformation of protection into aggression. Lamech's words introduce us to a new and dangerous development in human society, the culture of revenge. His declaration isn't just about personal vengeance. It's about establishing a social system where strength equals right, where violence is the answer to violence, and where revenge is not just permitted, but celebrated. This mindset continues to plague human societies today. We see it in gang beefs, in cycles of retaliation between nations, in the escalation of personal conflicts on social media, and in the way grievances are nursed and nurtured until they explode in acts of violence. The spirit of Lamech lives on in every system that glorifies revenge and justifies disproportionate retaliation. We even see it in politics. What makes Lamech's boast particularly disturbing is its public nature. By proclaiming his violent deed to his wives, he demonstrates how violence had become a source of pride rather than shame. This transformation from private guilt to public boasting marks a significant deterioration in human moral consciousness. At the heart of Lamech's boast lies pride, the same sin that led to humanity's fall in Eden. His words reveal not just anger or a desire for justice, but a deep-seated pride that demands recognition and respect through violence. He's not just defending himself, he's proclaiming his power and demanding acknowledgement of his strength. This connection between pride and violence remains one of the most destructive forces in human society. Whether in international conflicts, domestic violence, or schoolyard bullying, pride often drives the escalation of conflict and the rejection of peaceful solutions. The need to save face, to maintain reputation, or to demonstrate power frequently transforms minor conflicts into major confrontations. Perhaps the most disturbing aspect of Lamech's declaration is how it corrupts the concept of justice. God's protection of Cain, despite his sin, was an act of mercy designed to prevent endless cycles of vengeance. Lamech takes this divine provision and twists it into a license for unlimited retaliation. This perversion of justice exemplifies how human societies often corrupt divine principles. What God intended as a limit on revenge becomes, in human hands, a justification for escalated violence. We see this pattern repeated throughout history, where principles meant to protect and preserve life are twisted to justify its destruction. Throughout Scripture, we see this pattern of violence and God's response to it repeated. In Noah's time, the earth was filled with violence. The law of eye for eye was given to limit revenge, not justify it. David, though a warrior, was forbidden to build the temple because of bloodshed. The prophets consistently called for justice tempered with mercy. Jesus ultimately demonstrated God's response to violence through his sacrificial death. Into this cycle of violence and revenge, Christ brings a revolutionary message. Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 39. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. This teaching directly confronts and counters Lamech's philosophy. Where Lamech demanded 77-fold vengeance, Christ commands forgiveness 77 times, according to Matthew 18, verse 22. The parallel is striking and intentional. Divine grace precisely counters human violence. Jesus' response to violence wasn't just theoretical. He demonstrated it through his life and death, choosing to suffer violence rather than perpetuate it. His crucifixion represents the ultimate answer to Lamech's song. Where Lamech responded to injury with murder, Christ responded to murder with forgiveness. Jesus' teaching about nonviolence includes several key principles. 1. Active rather than passive response to evil. 2. Breaking cycles of violence through sacrificial love. 3. Seeking the redemption of enemies, rather than their destruction. 4. Demonstrating God's character through peaceful resistance. 5. Transforming conflict through creative nonviolent solutions. How do we apply Christ's teaching in a world still dominated by Lamech's logic? Several key principles emerge. Break the cycle. Recognition that violence begets violence is the first step. We must consciously choose to step out of cycles of retaliation. Practice forgiveness. Active forgiveness, not just passive acceptance, is required to transform violent cultures. Seek justice, not revenge. While forgiveness is essential, it doesn't negate the need for just consequences. The goal is restoration, not retaliation. Build peace. Creating cultures of peace requires intentional effort to establish systems and relationships that promote understanding and reconciliation. Transform conflict. Learn and teach skills for resolving conflicts without violence. In our daily lives, we can begin to counter the spirit of Lamech through specific actions. Examine our responses to personal offenses. Do we escalate or de-escalate conflicts? Question entertainment choices that glorify revenge and disproportionate violence. Practice and teach conflict resolution skills that promote understanding and reconciliation. Support systems of justice that focus on restoration rather than mere punishment. Model Christ-like responses to aggression in our families and communities. Engage in peace-building activities in our local contexts. Advocate for nonviolent solutions to community conflicts. Identify one relationship or situation in your life where you're tempted to respond with disproportionate retaliation. Choose instead to respond with Christ-like grace, seeking understanding and reconciliation rather than revenge. Remember, true strength lies not in our capacity for violence, but in our ability to break its cycles through forgiveness and grace. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. The legacy of Lamech warns us of the dangers of unchecked pride, escalating vengeance, and a culture that glorifies violence. Jesus calls us to break this destructive cycle, replacing retribution with forgiveness, aggression with peace, and power-seeking with sacrificial love. In a world still shaped by Lamech's logic, we are called to be peacemakers who follow Christ's radical way of grace. Father, we confess our participation in cultures of violence and revenge. Whether through our actions, our words, or our silent approval, we have too often embraced Lamech's way rather than yours. Transform our hearts to seek peace, to choose forgiveness, and to break cycles of violence. Help us build communities that reflect your justice and mercy. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.